All right. Welcome to episode 3 of Media Lawyer's Sandwich. We have Mark from CrazyMark.com, and of course, I'm Toden from Toden.com. You're on, well, the video is on my YouTube channel at YouTube.com/Toden K. We're still not sure where the audio is going to go up, but hey, if you're listening to the audio, well, then you already know. William's not here today, and that's going to happen. We're going to have some weeks where he's not here and some weeks where you're not here.
Let's give him a shout out. Hey, William!
AllAboutWilliam.com. You know, photographer, computer stuff. So there's some subjects we decided not to talk about today because we're going to wait for him. But
right on.
There's a lot of other things we can talk about.
I mean, he's
got a day job. I got a day job. You not so much have a day job right now.
Well,
but
it's freelance. We call it freelance in the business, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're familiar with that, too. Cause you've been
very
doing,
long time,
and you still do freelance here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much, hey, here I am. Give me, you know, hire, throw money at me, you know, that kind of thing. So,
wish they threw money. Most of the time, people want you to do stuff for free.
Oh, no.
How much can I get for a beer?
You know what? There's a point in your life where you have to say, okay, enough mm-hmm. of this. But if I do volunteer, like for the homeless or for, a worthy charity. Worthy 501c3. Mm-hmm. That can really look good on your portfolio, your resume. If it mm-hmm. has something for a demo reel, it can be a great thing.
Yep. And you come up with that. You don't let other people debate, hey, this is going to be good for your resume. Well, I'm either doing it because I want to do it, or I'm getting paid to do it. I'm not going to do a charity that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to decide that. You know, and sometimes I had one guy reach out to me. I was talking to him for a very long time, for days, if not weeks, giving him advice.
Yeah.
And then finally, I just said, just send me the stuff. I'll edit for you. A really quick edit. In fact, I did that edit during one of our pre-meetings with you and William. And I did it without, I didn't feel like I could charge the guy because I didn't even watch the video after I edited it. It was just a really quick edit. It was seriously just taking, here's video, here's sound, slapped them together, and that was it. So I didn't feel like I could charge for that. So what I wanted to charge, but I didn't, was for the consultation, that 2 weeks of me giving them tips, of me talking them through stuff. That was worth way, way more than the 5 minutes of me editing.
And it's like a college class, you know. He showed up. He's mm-hmm. like, how do I do this, Toden? What do I do, you know? And really giving all that advice, you know, holding mm-hmm. their hand to go from point A to point Z, you know, that does count as money, you know. Soon you're an instructor. And who knows, maybe you can take that off for income tax the next year that, yes, I did instruct a video class, you know, per se. Right.
Well, I know people, they get their hands on free software and they learn it. And they learn it really, really well.
Yes.
So they could go teach other people.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I've known from my experience, really, that's how I've had to learn in the video business. You know, I end up getting a job somewhere out of state, wherever. And they say, here, do you know how to operate this? When in fact, I'll say yes. And I'll be like, oh, I better learn this overnight. You know, and thank God, thank the universe for tutorial videos. They're just
right
off the hook.
Right, and William's all about, he does tutorial videos. You don't always get popular off of them. I want to talk about popularity.
You know, that's a good one.
William's not that popular, although he has the best YouTube channel for tutorials. Basic computer help. People, of course, I mean, and we talked about this before, people offer money for that username, yeah. And I know you've had money offered to you for CrazyMark.com.
Actually, it was for a website called Zartac.com by the medical company, medical industry, and it was a five-figure digit. And I just can't, I have a cartoon character I created when I was a child, and I just can't let go of it right now. It's just not in my better interest to do that. But again, with William, yeah, I've seen some of his videos, and they're down to earth, easy to understand. He guides you through certain things. It's awesome.
Yeah, he has the best channel, but yet, or best channel name. Not saying his channel's nothing. I'm just saying he has a really awesome channel name. But he's not considered popular. And I'm not... Well, what is popular?
And Toadin, I'll tell you what. Popularity depends upon clicks, circles. There's just a huge broad spectrum of what some may consider popular. Other people might say, I don't know. I've never heard of that person. Mm-hmm. So it's circles, timing, place, genre.
You know, I'm in the YouTube thing. I have people say, well, you only have 25,000 subscribers. You're not popular. You're not even a real YouTuber.
And when you start to go on about subscribers, I mean, really, the popularity from Toadin mm-hmm. here, I know for a fact, I've been out on the scene for several years in one direction, and then mm-hmm. I run into Toadin, he has his hair up, and he's getting all crazy there. You know, his trademark seems to be the hair thing that he does, which is
really cool. I never meant it to be my branding,
but still,
it happens.
At a con, at a great big convention, he walks through the door, hey, there's Toadin, you know, because they want to get it, and they want a picture with Toadin because he's got his own personality trademark going on right there, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
Coming from Crazy Mark, that is a... that is a compliment, because you're known in the area, too.
Well, there's another form of fame, and that's like infamy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, Crazy Mark, way back in the days where he was covering politics and music and whatnot, was also a really irritable personality, and he still tends to be. And unfortunately, there's fame through infamy. And irritability, and someone who's like a virus, you know? that's another kind of fame.
You know, so we're known locally, but when we go out to other things and other circles, nobody knows who we are, and nothing's wrong with that. You know, like I said, there was somebody with 30,000 subscribers who doesn't know me, doesn't know how many subscribers I have, doesn't know that I have some stuff from other circles and not just YouTube, mm-hmm. you know, that I've been on several other YouTube channels, not just my own. I just only really promote this one. I've been on several podcasts and I've been behind the scenes on other stuff, including other we don't need to worry about. Because who cares? You know, just if you know what you're talking about, you know what you're talking about. You never know everything, but just because you're popular in your mind, you should never act like you know everything.
Yeah, I mean, it all goes back, once again, to place, timing, and what... Like, here's an example. Say, for example, Warcraft. That was out in the movie theaters. A lot of people thought, oh, it's going to be a big hit. But no, in America, it didn't do so well. But over in the Orient, it was gangbusters, you know? So there's placement, timing, and location. So this person might walk up to you in a convention and just be real shy, talk with you, be very modest. In your mind, you've never known the person. But at the same time, you might be talking to Psyche or the guy who did Gundam Style, you know? It's
right. You never know who you're talking to.
You know, and these, what was it? One going on 2 billion hits. That kind
he
of thing.
Was, yeah, the big, you know, had the most views on YouTube. Which brings me to another thing. It's like, when it comes to numbers, what's more important, subscribers or views or time watched? Because subscribers mean a lot. Subscribers means reputation, and that's where they're like, well, I'm more popular than you with subscribers. But views means something else. If you're getting only paid off of advertisements, well, guess where you get more money? You don't get paid per subscriber. Yeah. You get paid per advertisements. And you also get paid, with the YouTube Red stuff through time, you know, people actually listening. How long have they stayed on? And, of course, there's just a billion other things to consider with sponsors and stuff like that. You don't have to be. I talked to some people over the weekend. They didn't have a big following,
now,
but they had
this?
Sponsors.
You went to, what was it, the Horror Con? What
I went to Midwest Haunters Convention.
Okay.
And we could talk more about that another time. I got so many great stories from that. But some of the people I met, they have some good, they have okay followings, but they make their money through sponsors. And there's other people, you're like, no one watches you, but they have sponsors. And the people that watch them, they matter because those are the people the sponsors watch. So you can't really judge a book by its cover. And in this case, how many covers do you have? What number is the most important?
See, that's why I'm saying, everybody out there, you know, somebody might walk into a convention and have only maybe 400 followers, okay? 400 followers. But the overall thing here, be nice, be cool with one another, okay? Instead of trying to form a clique and turn your nose up or whatever, be nice to everybody. Right. Have some sort of congeniality.
Because that person might only have 400 followers on YouTube.
But overnight.
But they might have 4,000 followers on Instagram.
And over,
there's so many platforms.
And yeah, there's some definitely, and like I said earlier, over in the Orient, there are some huge, you know, heavy hitters over there. Don't discount any of those people. Anyone
right.
in Spain, anyone in Europe or Germany or Russia, you know.
The person with most subscribers, he's not in America. He's you know, PewDiePie. He's
he's
other places.
I mean, PewDiePie is like, who doesn't know PewDiePie?
Yeah,
you know?
And that's where there's, you know, and it's so redeemable because, yeah, it's about being lucky. It's about, you know, it's not so much about being popular, it's about being true to yourself. Like, I could have been more popular. I've had a video that went viral, and I still have a lot of people wanting me to make videos about one particular thing. It wasn't what I wanted to make videos on. So I kind of chose not to take that path, not take, you know, because I wanted to be happy, and maybe I'll be popular off of this or off of something, off of all of our event videos that we do, which is okay, because I just want to be happy. And look at PewDiePie, he's not that talented.
Well, you know,
but
what?
He does what he loves, and people love it, and he
PewDiePie
does great at that.
Makes me laugh, okay? That's the thing.
That's what matters,
if
right?
I laugh. You gotta be funny, you know, because I don't laugh at a whole lot, you know.
Only when he looks in the mirror. You should be able to do and what makes you happy, and networking, you can become lucky. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, it's timing, placement. You've heard of overnight success. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't necessarily overnight. You had a love, you had a passion to
the
do what
word
you
luck
do.
Is subjective here.
Oh, yeah, luck. But mm-hmm. you had a passion, you work at it for 10, 15 years. These big stars, most of them, 10, 15 years, and then overnight they meet somebody who puts them, elevates them to the right spot, to the high spot, you know? And it was done overnight. So, yeah, that was an overnight success.
So if you're a media creator, you know, I'm going to give you an optional homework assignment.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Toad gave me homework.
What? Homework? What? No.
No, it's optional.
All right,
because I want you to come back to this video and tell me about this. I want you to experiment with something, but before you do that, I want you to spend some time researching it first.
Spitballs. No. What is it?
Yeah, I got a spitball gun, too, somewhere. Well, that's another story through the Nerf thing. An advertiser wanted me to advertise their spitball gun, which I did, and you could check out the review on this channel, and you can go through their website, and I have an affiliate username where you get a certain percentage off. So you can actually go back in time and look at that if you're interested in spitballs, apparently.
Toad, what's their homework? What do you
okay,
have to
do? So do some research. I just want you to spend a couple hours and research something that you're into, and I don't care if you make a drawing, if you do an audio thing, a song, a video. I want you to do it. But before you do it, I want you to research it. I don't care if it's something you've been passionate about, you know everything about it already. Look into someone else's opinion and explore from there. And I want it to be something that makes you happy. Now, I'm going to recommend a book, too, which is because, you know, researching is great, right? I want you to look into, or at least the book I recommend this week will be The Art of Giving by Amanda Palmer. She's an artist. She's a singer. And this would make her a writer, but she's also a blogger. Her social media stuff is huge. And she does have some, she is very popular in circles, and she does have some infamy, too. There's a lot of rumors and stuff about her.
See, now, I've never heard, once again, about fame. I've never heard of Amanda Palmer till now.
Mm-hmm. She was in the musical group Dresden Dolls.
Okay.
She also has some very successful Kickstarters. She's really doing some exciting things on social media. She's not always the first person to do it, but she explores it and she does some great stuff. And the book is really about the art of asking. That it's okay to ask for
the
stuff
art of asking.
If you're, you know, if it's something you love, and it's more about connections. And it's about how much they worked for every fan they got for a very long time. And it's really about connecting and how personal it is.
See, but that's the thing. That sounds like a whole new thing because I heard in the business in the old way, when never let on that you don't know anything. Always put up a front that you know it all already. And you go, yeah, whatever. And don't look them in the eyes. Look off into the distance.
Right.
And when you turn your back, you run and go research it.
Yeah, it used to be putting on this big character. Like, we're coming in from, you know, like we're broadcasting from some underground location. But no, today, it's about relating.
Yeah.
You know, that's really, you know, you have to connect. You have to kind of know your audience. It's okay for you to come up to me on the street and for us just to be, you know, I'm not a star. I'm just another guy.
So yeah, I don't care how many subscribers you have. Let's party.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, when I talk to some of the bigger stars, I no longer get like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to so-and-so. I mean, there's a couple people out there. But for the most part, I find just saying, hey man, I'm a big fan, and just walking away. Sometimes they yank me back. Sometimes they invite me to a party. And other times like, okay, cool. I mean, you don't always have people come down on the same level. You do get some people like, hey, do you have a minute? I just want to say hi. I just want to take the quick second and say hi and shake your hand. Some people are like, oh, dude, that's awesome. Appreciate it. Love your support. You know, and they might even start a conversation. Then you got other people say, well, that was your second. Bye. And then turn their back on you, which both has happened to me.
That's bogus, man.
Both has happened to me.
I deal with that.
But I feel like today it's about relating to your people, not just talking over their heads, talking to them. So with that said, talk back to me. Comment, rate, subscribe. Check out this channel. Check out crazymark.com. Check out allaboutwilliam.com.
Yeah.
Check out totin.com. If that sounds too much like homework, just focus on your own thing. Then come back to wherever you heard this, wherever you watched this, and tell me your experience. Or you can do it in another video, too. Or another podcast, or however you experience it.
Yeah, show
this.
Us
That's
your
fine
stuff,
too.
You know?
Yep. You feel free to tweet at us, email us. It's quite all right. Have a good one.
Over and out.
Toodles.